So it's really, it's a nice tactile experience. And I think it's satisfying, especially when you, you know, fill in the last square on the crossword puzzle or the last blank in the puzzle. It's just really satisfying to do that with pencil and paper.
That's Allison Kane, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Allison Kane is the head of puzzle innovation at Highlights. She joins us to talk about National Puzzle Day and the Puzzle a Day Challenge book from Highlights Magazine. Allison, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
National Puzzle Day is coming up on January 29th. Tell us a little bit about how Highlights is celebrating that event.
That's right. National Puzzle Day, January 29th, is an exciting holiday for Highlights. We are very passionate about puzzles, and we have a few ways that we're celebrating, including puzzle parties, is what we're calling these events that we're hosting at over 1,000 venues across the United States at bookstores and libraries, where we have provided these venues with Highlights puzzles, and we're talking word puzzles, logic puzzles, mazes. If you're familiar with Highlights, you've probably heard of the Hidden Pictures puzzle. That's the one we're really known for. So these venues will be giving out those kinds of puzzles, along with possibly some freebies like highlighters and stickers. So there's these physical events out there in the world. We also have downloadable puzzles online. If you can't get out to an event, you can celebrate with your family. That's at parents.highlights.com. Or I think we may have provided you with a link you can share with your listeners. Either way, we have plenty of materials for you to celebrate National Puzzle Day. And we're also coming out with this book, Puzzle a Day Challenge, in celebration of Puzzle Month and National Puzzle Day.
So tell us more about this puzzle book. What are people going to find here?
This puzzle book is big. There's 365 bite-sized puzzles. And the idea is that we've issued this challenge for people to do a puzzle every single day for 365 days. They're not dated, so it doesn't matter when you start. You can start whenever you want. National Puzzle Day would be a good day to start. And the idea is that you try to do a puzzle every single day. And we've mixed them up, so it's a variety of puzzles. You don't know what you're going to get each day. It's kind of exciting. They're really beautiful. They're colorful. It's meant to give you the fun of puzzling in your day whenever you can take a quick break.
And for what ages would you recommend the book?
We say 6 and up. There's no real limit to the up part. I think adults will be equally challenged by some of these puzzles. I know I was. So 6 and up about.
Let's talk a little bit about the value of puzzles. You know, we live in a very electronic age. A lot of stuff is done on the screen, but this is a physical book. Why do you think it's important to have something physical that you can hold in your hands when you're doing puzzles?
I think screens are good for a lot of things. There are certain kinds of puzzles that are they just make more sense with a pencil on a piece of paper. And it's really satisfying to kind of go analog and fill in the blanks of a puzzle. So print is just as fun, especially for puzzling. And in this case, for Puzzle a Day Challenge, the illustrations are so beautiful on the nice paper. So it's a nice tactile experience. And I think it's satisfying, especially when you fill in the last square on the crossword puzzle or the last blank in the puzzle. It's just really satisfying to do that with pencil and paper.
Older adults are often advised to do puzzles to stay mentally sharp. So I can see this being used by that age group for that purpose. But obviously, beginning to do puzzles very early in life is something that could reap benefits for a lifetime. Tell us more about that.
That's so true. There's so many benefits to puzzling, and some of them, for kids especially, are obvious. Like doing a word puzzle will help kids learn vocabulary. Doing a math puzzle helps kids learn math problems. But there's also the less obvious things like perseverance. You know, trying to finish the puzzle teaches perseverance and patience. I was talking about how filling in the last blank is so satisfying. We actually have a phrase for that at Highlights. We call it the satisfaction of the solve. And so when you persevere with a puzzle and there's a payoff, you learn that there is a payoff for perseverance. So it's really, there's a lot that puzzles can teach us beyond the obvious.
Well, it seems like a book like this would reach into different areas of cognitive development. You know, there are language skills, there are mathematics skills, sort of geometry skills, et cetera. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, that's kind of why we intentionally put different types of puzzles in here. So the logic puzzles have you thinking in a certain way. The word puzzles have you thinking in a different way. Even the hidden pictures puzzles or other types of more visual puzzles will have you practicing your observational skills and perception. And then, you know, math puzzles have you thinking in a completely different way. So it really is kind of like tickling all of the parts of your brain in a different way each day.
I'm curious about, if I can kind of go off on a tangent here for a moment, but I'm curious about your job at Highlights. It sounds like it could be a fun but challenging job as you're working with puzzles. And I'm just kind of curious about how you got to this. Have you always loved puzzles since you were a kid?
I have. I've always loved puzzles. I actually subscribed to Highlights as a kid. So my first exposure to these kinds of puzzles was probably through Highlights. I'm also an editor and, you know, a reader and just have a love of words and word puzzles overall. I started at Highlights as an intern many years ago. So I was working on all kinds of different things from like helping to answer reader mail to putting together the jokes page in Highlights magazine, our flagship magazine. And then I just kind of stuck around after my internship, started taking on more and more things and found my niche with puzzles. So now I get to be the editor of an all-puzzle magazine for Highlights. It's called Brain Play. I dabble in these activity books like Puzzle a Day Challenge. And puzzling kind of became my thing. I'm the puzzle person now, which is so fun. It's like a weird but fun job.
I can imagine there might be some adults who are really into puzzles and they're trying to get their kids into it as well. So what advice would you have for parents who want to get their kids excited about puzzles and doing them on a regular basis?
Yeah, I think something that's really great about Highlights materials is we focus on the fun before the educational. You know, they're both important, but it has to be fun. It can't just be an educational thing. We do that through really funny and bright and colorful illustrations. Then the variety is really important. A kid who has an aversion to math puzzles might really love a hidden pictures puzzle. So I think keeping it light, working together is also a great way to get kids into puzzling. And then presenting them with just options like the variety that we talked about, I think really gets kids excited about puzzling.
I know you mentioned them already, but let's talk a little bit more about the book and also the other options that Highlights offers to people who are really into puzzles and wants to introduce their kids to it.
We have many, many books, activity books and other and magazines, subscriptions, all kinds of materials that involve puzzles. Puzzles are very important to the heart of what Highlights is, so you'll find them everywhere. And then if you go to parents.highlights.com, you will find printables, lots of free printable puzzles for families to do together. And also through these puzzle parties that we're hosting this month, you can find downloadable event kits with lots of puzzles inside.
So you can have your own puzzle party wherever you are.
Exactly. If you can't make it out to one of the many locations hosting these puzzle parties, you can have your own puzzle party at home in celebration of National Puzzle Month with us.
Allison Kane is the head of puzzle innovation at Highlights. She joined us to talk about the Puzzle a Day Challenge book from Highlights Magazine. Allison, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's really lovely talking to you too. I appreciate it.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.